The content shared on Your Life, Your Wealth Network reflects the views of the host and guests of the program only and are not necessarily the views of Cordasco Financial Network or its advisors. This media production is educational in nature and should not be construed as financial, legal, or tax advice or a solicitation or presentation of sale of any financial products or services. Please consult a professional prior to making any financial, tax, or legal decision.
Welcome to the Your Life, Your Wealth Network, helping you find clarity and comfort for your life and wealth. Now, here's your host, financial advisor and CEO of Cordasco Financial Network, Steve Cordasco.
And welcome to the Your Life, Your Wealth Show. I'm Steve Cordasco. We're going to talk tax, and specifically, we're going to get local on the tax front. We'll tie the federal tax code into some of the local taxation, but more specifically, right now, we will be talking with Jim Tate, who's a financial advisor and CPA and tax specialist for clients of Cordasco Financial Network. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hi, Steve. Thanks.
Specifically, we're going to talk about the SALT item. And SALT has some significance to some of the political forums that are going on in our country right now. It also has significance to many who are listening because we are in a region that has states with high taxation. So I want to talk about it from the local side. I also want to talk about it from the federal government side. And then we'll wrap politics into this because there seems to be a narrative of the SALT tax and who it really is penalizing and who it goes after. And we got to give some clarity to it because when it comes to life and wealth, people want to live their life and be able to live a certain lifestyle. We live in a certain region, but yet when it comes to wealth, we have states trying to grab more and more of people's wallet. The tax code changed on the federal side, which actually affects some states and what they receive, and now they've tried to counter what the Fed is doing. So we got to make some semblance of this. So first off, Jim, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Steve.
First, what is SALT and why is it significant to us?
SALT, the acronym S-A-L-T, is state and local tax. You have state and local tax that include not only income taxes, but property taxes, school taxes. So those taxes are the cost of you living in a state. So again, we have New Jersey, New York, Illinois, California, high state and local tax states. Mm-hmm. People choose to live there and pay those taxes, but people are now saying that these taxes are getting really high and there's some incentive from places like Florida and Texas to pick up your belongings, sell your house, move here. We have low state and local taxes, including real estate, school, and in some cases, no income tax at all. So if you're not bound by the fact that you earn a living, a la retired, relocating has some significant incentives in terms of how much of your wealth you can keep.
Let's set the battlefield because it's sort of a little bit of a economic war that's going on within our country, and that is the federal tax code changed. With that federal tax code change, states have their own internal tax codes, and therefore there's a countering to that. So can you lay out what the playing field looks like?
It used to be, before the change in the tax rule, before 2018, that you could deduct your state and local taxes on your federal income tax return, thereby reducing the amount of federal income tax that you have to pay. And that was valuable to a lot of taxpayers.
Right. That's like someone who is living in, let's say they have a beach house in New Jersey. They live in Pennsylvania. And they go from Pennsylvania each summer down to Stone Harbor, Avalon, Wildwood, wherever it may be, Cape May, Brigantine. And they have property tax on a shore property of, let's say, $15,000. That $15,000 was deductible on your federal return.
Now, the first issue is if you want a place at the seashore, you acknowledge that, geez, I have some local taxes to pay for water, sewer,
right,
all the benefits
right,
you
right,
get in the seashore right, location. So I knew when I bought there, I was going to have to pay $15,000 in tax. Part of the incentive was, although you pay that, you'll get a benefit of deducting that from your federal income taxes. So if you're a high taxpayer, you will effectively get a credit from the feds for the amount of tax that you paid to New Jersey for that seashore house.
As someone who did taxes for a lot of years, you personally, and I know Tim Joseph, who works here too, used to advise back in the 80s and 90s and the 2000s and when you could deduct this stuff. Dentists, doctors, lawyers, business owners, any really higher income type of professions who were getting taxed highly, the advice was, well, if you like going to the seashore, you like going away, you know, buy a piece of real estate and you'd be able to get some deductions from that. It's going to help, meaning that tax you're paying on the property tax on that property in Avalon or Sea Isle might be $15,000, but net, you're not paying $15,000 because you're part of it's going to offset
that. You may get a $5,000 or $6,000 credit on your federal income tax
Perfect.
Return.
And it's that credit that's now gone away.
In the eyes of a planner, that was a little bonus for you, as opposed to maybe an entitlement that you had.
So Trump comes in, says, we're redoing the tax code. President signs a tax plan in, and lo and behold, a state like New Jersey finds out that these homeowners and those paying local taxes because they have property in New Jersey don't get the deduction. In most cases, those that have a second home or are in a high tax state like New Jersey, when they add it all up, they have much more than the standard
$10,000 deduction. Now, the new tax code had a blend which was designed to give everybody a tax cut. So the fact that you lost this deduction availability in excess of $10,000 was mitigated by a lower tax rate and other things that you could deduct in a different way.
Right.
So when New Jersey and New York, they're in a sense cherry picking and say, oh my gosh, this one line is so, so unfair. But for the most part, it has been shown, accountants pretty much agree, that you didn't pay more tax, you just used different line items to get to a lower number in tax for federal income tax. But if you just cherry pick the state and local tax deduction on your federal tax return, you did lose that to the extent you have more than $10,000. Now, a lot of people had already lost it because of alternative minimum tax, and that went away. So in a sense, it's being argued about, but part of what allowed the balancing of this new tax law and the amount of revenue that it raised was giving back some of that money. And it primarily applied to high income earners. So in a sense, it was a little bit of a counterbalance that said, you high income earners are not going to get as big a tax cut as some of the lower income earners.
But that's different than what the narrative is. The SALT and what's been done has been very beneficial. This tax code has been extremely beneficial for the wealthy. But what we're finding is when you look at it from high income tax states that have high income tax, the wealthy didn't do as well as what the media wants to paint the picture of.
Absolutely correct. There's talk that the Congress would like to repeal the so-called SALT cap. No longer cap it at $10,000 you could deduct, but let it go. Essentially, that would create $77 billion in tax breaks. The interesting thing about it is 94% of those tax breaks, if they did that, would go to people whose income is over $200,000.
Almost like those states that always went after the wealthy and those states that really are Democratic that rail against the wealthy are almost doing something to benefit the wealthy.
They absolutely are. It's kind of a tricky issue for Democrats because if they can repeal that, 94% of it is going to go to people who earn over $200,000 a year.
So how do the Republicans play that? And if you look at it, Governor Murphy in New Jersey is pushing for this.
He's tiptoeing around this. And instead of even addressing the total dollar amount, what he's saying is, this is making people move out of my state because they used to get a benefit that they're no longer getting. In the scheme of things, this is what I would term double talk, just to say, we want the help, we the people who get benefit in these states. We want to help people have a little more incentive to stay here and not consider
leaving. Yeah, and it's interesting
leaving.
How those high states, they lean Democrat, right? New Jersey,
sure.
New York, California.
California, absolutely.
But at the end of the day, money's going to go where it's treated best. If you, Florida, Texas, Nevada are treating money better than Illinois, California, New York, and New Jersey, that's the free market system. It goes where it's treated best. What does this mean to those that are listening right now? What can they take away? You and I are looking right at the Ben Franklin Bridge. We can almost touch Cooper Hospital and Rutgers Camden. We're here. We're looking at Willie Penn on the top of City Hall. We're in the East in that high tax zone. What's it mean to those that are listening to us right now that maybe taking that bridge to the Jersey side because they have a home there and they also live here?
I would suggest, Steve, this is really playing politics. It really is saying, you took something away from me that I had before, and I'm going to make an issue of it because I want you to continue to feel that we Democrats are here to help you. It's very self-serving to twist the narrative because, in effect, if you decide to own or live in New Jersey, you knew what you were in for. And the federal tax happened to be a little bonus that went along with that, not an entitlement. Mm-hmm. So federal income tax laws can change. In fact, it doesn't really affect your wealth. It only affects the taxation on your income. And it really only affects taxation on higher wage earners. So it's very hard for the New York, New Jersey politicos to say, you're singling us out. They're playing the line hard.
What can an individual do right now? How do they plan? How do they strategize? What advice can you give based on this political tug of war that's going on between the federal tax code, the state tax code? And then when you really get through the state tax code, what you have percolating up are these higher tax states that, frankly, are right here in our backyard. You know, they got a bee in their bonnet because they're losing high net worth individuals that they used to tax. And now, on one end, they want to keep increasing taxes, but on the other end, they want to whipsaw in a decrease. I mean, it's hard to plan when you have this back and forth. Where do you think all this plays out, and how does somebody strategize?
Well, I think it makes states compete. Pennsylvania is the low tax state. It's a good state to retire in. Our income tax is pretty modest, and we don't tax retirement income. That's favorable. So while Texas and Florida have no tax at all, we have a pretty low tax, especially in relation to California, New York, and New Jersey. So we have an incentive to want people to come here. And every location is trying to develop and make their state, their locality attractive. New York is the Big Apple. New Jersey has an ocean, has a beach, has a seashore. So they've got these attractive things. And quite honestly, they've kind of overplayed those hands. And I don't think they like the competition. But that's really what you make a decision on. So if you like the beach, maybe South Carolina is a good place to go that has a beach.
What I find is that people who tend to accumulate wealth tend to accumulate wealth in the second half of their lifetime. They've saved, they've accumulated, they've stuck to discipline. And what I find in the practice, and you do too, Jim, because we're all in this together and we work as a team at Cardasco Financial Network and helping people, it's not so much the beach and the environment that pull snowbirds or those in their later years of life back. It's family.
It's relationships.
Yeah, I mean, nothing
That's
like
correct.
It's like the sand and boardwalk in Ocean City or the South Jersey area of Cape May, the Wildwoods. You know, everybody has that growing up you know,
culture.
Fudgy.
It's our culture. I mean, that's
fudgy wudgies, tasty cakes, peanut chews, and the Phillies. And although people love to go to better tax states that have a warmer climate, that have a lifestyle, there's still family, I find, that pulls people back.
Especially us and the bigger families. You know,
We advise a lot of people who want to keep their families together, but yet they want to be in Florida, that the house that they might have as a second house in New Jersey brings everybody together. I often tell people that beach house you're buying is not an investment in dollar sense. It's a life investment. It's that thing that says priceless, meaning when everybody comes back there and puts all their worries behind, you're not running around on soccer and lacrosse tournaments and sports. And it's all your worries get to go for a little bit at the Jersey Shore. But people want to have a foot in there. Doesn't mean they want to be there all the time. And that's why this battle is brewing up. And I think this is where the importance comes to those listening, because I believe people always have a tie to where their roots are. Even though if a battle of the states go on and a state like Florida or the Carolinas becomes a place that treats your money better, people still will gravitate back to their family. And it's going to be interesting to see how those states that have passed through citizens, meaning they're there fractionally, are able to get everything they need.
They should be competing. And realistically, kids now relocate much easier than they did years ago. So a lot of families, you know, go away to college and they stay, get a job where they're traveling or relocating. They meet somebody from a different part of the country, so they live in different places. So in many ways, the beach house or New Jersey could easily be buy the house, it's not pure dollars and cents, as we just said. And part of making the decision has to do with, do I have to live in New Jersey all the time? Or should I have my main home in a low tax state, but have my family compound at the beach? Mm-hmm.
Any last advice for those listening, how this might play into them or what they need to know? There's not so much advice that you can use right now because this is sort of a moving target, but we just wanted to educate a little bit on what the battle of salt is, because it's starting to come more to the front page or headline news.
It is.
And as politics heat up, debates are starting, this will become more and more of an issue, and we want to keep the honesty in the issue because each side of the aisle, whether it's the Republicans or the Democrats, are trying to create their narrative to it. And as you and I look through it, there's a lot of BS in here.
And we think when you do an analysis, it doesn't come down to pure dollars and cents, but don't be misled by the headlines, because the real dollars and cents involved with this shouldn't be why you make that decision. It's just part of it.
And it also confuses voters, too, because if you look at it, it looks like New Jersey's trying to help taxpayers. They've gouged the high-income taxpayer for so long. Now they're out saying they want to create something that helps 94% of the high taxpayers, but yet when you get to the national platform, the state of New Jersey is screaming about a tax code that benefits the wealthy.
Exactly.
And
right.
That's not fair for the middle class. And they say, Jersey, the middle class got hurt the most. But yet, if you implement this, it's going to help the wealthy. It's very confusing. And again, it's a bunch of BS and it's a lot of politics. And hopefully we're going to create some fairness to it and shed some light
Certainly
on what people
shed
do.
Light.
So if you're at that stage of life, maybe you're mid-50s, approaching 60, or in your early 60s, and you're thinking about that next phase of life, where you want it to be and what you're going to do, where you're going to reside and what assets you want to keep in which state, that takes some analysis work. And the tax code is moving, and you don't just have the federal tax code, you now got your state tax code, which you've always had, but that's changing too. So we'd love to help you. Each of you are unique and different and have different motivations and different approaches to how you want things to go based on your life, not always just the wealth side. And we can help you pull those two things together.
Correct. We especially can identify what others might cherry pick and say, this is the whole reason for the decision. It's really a lot of pieces that go in, and the significance of each piece is something that we look at and deal with every day.
I'm Steve Cordasco. You're listening to Your Life, Your Wealth, and Jim Tate, who is CPA and financial advisor at Cordasco Financial Network, joining me to help you understand what your local tax code means to you and some of the noise that's coming with regards to this thing called SALT. And as debates and our political election cycle picks up, you will be hearing more of it, and we'll be talking more about it. So, Jim, thank you so much for your information and for helping guide so many people.
Thanks, Steve.
I'd love to hear your feedback of the conversation we had today on local tax, the SALT tax, as well as how it applies to the federal side. Give me your feedback. Reach out to me. Let me know what you're thinking on this topic. Maybe add some more information. Be more than happy to hear about it. Ask Steve at cfnplan.com. Give me your opinion of what's happening here, what your take is on this tax battle that's going on. Love to hear what your opinion is. Ask Steve at cfnplan.com. And if we can help you understand what your own personal situation is with regards to where you reside, where you might be residing in the future, or maybe you got one foot in one location and another foot in another location, meaning state-wise, how you handle all that. We can help you. So reach out, and I would also love to get your opinion on the comments that we had today with regards to tax. It's simple. You can email me, asksteve@cfnplan.com. Make it a great day.
Thanks for joining us on the Your Life, Your Wealth Network. If you're interested in learning more about applying the principles we discuss to your personal financial circumstances, please visit Cordasco Financial Network at cfnplan.com or call our office at 215-558-3500. We hope you'll join us again next time on the Your Life, Your Wealth Network.